From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. 100 days from today, voters choose the next president of the United States. You know the candidates, Republican John McCain and Democrat Barack Obama. The two men lobbed charges and countercharges on the TV talk shows today. And as NPR's David Wellner reports, the hottest flashpoint was the war in Iraq.
John McCain's first challenge when he appeared on ABC's This Week Today was to explain what he meant when he said this to CNN on Friday about Barack Obama's 16-month timetable for an Iraq troop pullout.
I think it's a pretty good timetable, as we should, our horizons for withdrawal, but they have to be based on conditions on the ground.
ABC's George Stephanopoulos pressed McCain on whether he's come around to supporting a date for withdrawal.
It is not a date. It's conditions on the ground.
So you shouldn't have used the word timetable.
Pardon me?
You shouldn't have used the word timetable.
I didn't use the word timetable that I did. If I did,
no, it's a pretty good timetable.
Oh, well, look, anything is a good timetable that is dictated by conditions on the ground.
As for Obama, who's just back from a highly publicized trip to the Middle East and Europe, McCain chided him for not admitting it was wrong to have voted against sending 30,000 more troops to Iraq last year.
And he does not understand, and did not understand, and still doesn't understand, that the surge was the vital strategy in us not having to lose a war.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Obama continued downplaying the significance of the troop surge, calling it one factor in a very messy situation.
John McCain's essential focus has been on the tactical issue of sending more troops. And he's made his entire approach to foreign policy rest on that support of Bush's decision to send more troops in. But we can have a whole range of arguments about past decisions. The decision to go into Iraq in the first place. And whether that was a good strategic decision.
McCain was also on the defensive for asserting that Obama would be willing to lose a war to win an election.
I'm not questioning his patriotism. I'm questioning his actions. I'm questioning his total lack of understanding.
But fellow Republican Senator Chuck Hagel, who traveled to Iraq with Obama, lamented McCain's charge on CBS's Face the Nation.
I think John is treading on some very thin ground here when he impugns motives. And when we start to get into, you're less patriotic than me, I'm more patriotic.
Hagel said McCain was, in his words, better than that. David Wilna, NPR News, Washington.